Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. Tonight is going to be a good night. We are supposed to have Mystical doing a surprise call-in, kicking it with us before he goes live on the stage tonight. He's performing in Florida. We have The Real Show calling in tonight at 8:45. He's from Fort Lauderdale, my old stomping ground. Excited about that. Shit, tonight, I don't got no damn topic, but it don't matter. I don't stick to the fucking topic no damn way. I swear. Blog Talk Radio is killing me. And it seems like Mystical is already on the line, so I don't get to talk shit yet. So we're going to bring him on, let him talk about what he's got going on and talk about the show that he's performing at tonight. And I'm going to ask him some crazy-ass questions. So I'm going to bring Mystical on, so you guys just going to have to listen. Damn it. What the hell? I swear, this motherfucking switchboard getting on my damn nerves. How you doing?
I'm
listening.
Hello?
No, P, no, you don't understand. I have to keep refreshing to see who the fuck is on. I swear, I'm leaving Blog Talk. We're getting a divorce. I need to find something else.
I let the artist in so he wouldn't get knocked out of the queue. We're so happy to have you.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Y'all do some cuffing over here, huh? What's happening?
I'm like, shit, you gonna tell Robert, like, yo, I had such a good damn time, yo, I got to go back on that show, because I ain't doing enough justice.
I was a little nervous because I'm on parole. I ain't not gonna be on that kind of show. What's happening, though? I'm good. What's happening?
Can you cuss?
Come on now. Come on now. You're talking to Mystical. Stop. Come on now. One of the good customers you've ever heard about here. Watch yourself. Come on now.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay, hold on. Can y'all hear me? Because I'm in this mall and it's... Hello, y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure the server's up to par. That's good.
Oh, my God, your voice sounds so fucking sexy. Wow.
Oh, you better stop. Come on now. Get on hard real easy. Now, I was gone 6 years. Come on now. Don't do that to
me. Oh, wow.
I get hot quick.
Great job, Batman. See, you know, my coochie
Jessica. So if you get hard quick and hot quick, shit, she need to come quick. What's good?
Now, wait a minute. See, Tom Court already had. See, this, oh, shit, y'all killing me.
Listen, ain't
nobody
on
that
line trying to make no babies.
Now, what's your cat name there? Chachika? Who?
Yeah,
Chachika,
okay,
what
is it? Is tattooed right on the top. Right on the top.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we have to give her some character. So, you know, a lot of times people are like, who is Chica? I'm like, you want to say hi to Chica? They're like, yeah. Drop my pants, open up my legs. They're like, dinner, Chica.
Yeah, somebody wants some FaceTime with Chica. They're trying to get FaceTime with Chica. You tripping.
Mexico.
You know what? You know what's funny, though? Me and X that was on the Linda with us, guess what she used to call her? Chewbacca.
What?
Come on, now. Chewbacca. That's that thing on Star Wars with all that hair. That's too much down here. Come on, now.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
I ain't lying.
Wow.
True story.
Did you see it?
Stop playing, girl. We can't go kiss and tell. No, I ain't sure it, though. Shit, no. That was my family. I ain't see it. And she ain't never see Iron Man. She ain't never see Iron Man either, so don't worry about it.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I got a question for you, because I was on Facebook last night. Pete, you have to run the switchboard, because I can't see my shit. It's just three people. I know I can't, that ain't true. But
well,
I was looking at your pictures on
care.
Facebook, and you looking kind of thick there. I mean, I don't know if you hitting the gym or you eating good at night or whatever, but my question to you is, when you gain weight, does your dick get thicker, too? Does your dick get bigger, too? You know, like when you be... lifting weights and you throw on weight, does the dick get bigger?
Actually,
or does it stay the same size?
No, it strengthens up the whole body. Your whole body grows in proportion. You know, that's a scientific fact. Yeah, it get done. It get done. If my body's strong, guess what that is? Strong too.
Oh,
not strong.
Yeah.
Strong. You know what I mean? For real. Y'all great. But you know what?
Nobody good.
But to me, a little bit, I'm slimmer. Like I done trimmed up a little bit. I done looked a little more, so it ain't lean up. It looked bigger since my body looked leaner. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, child.
Now, you have strength in the length or the width?
I think both.
Would you say you're average or above average or above average?
No, not above. That's ruined right there. That's too much. God damn, I can't even put my pants on. Not too big on. That ain't like that. Shit, no. I had to go to the doctor. You don't take dick off. I don't need all this. I got a big old regular. Not too much. And not too little. Believe that.
I like something that's not going to put stretch marks around my mouth, because I like to suck dick, and I don't want to come away with, you know, a big-ass mouth when I'm talking, so
right.
I just fall out, because,
you
know.
Been a chip on your fucking tooth. Fuck. I want that.
Well, did I prepare you at all for this show?
Huh? Hell no. Oh, you know what? He did. You did, but how the hell can you get for this? I wasn't ready no matter what they tell you. Come on now. I was bamboozled. I got brown side. I'm talking about, imagine me come walking in the radio station straight to Chacha, Chicha, whatever fucking name is. I'm like, oh, where did it come from? What the fuck? How the hell I'm head on Chicha? What the fuck? Shit. Y'all think you can push around everywhere like this. This ain't gonna work. Come on now.
Shit. Well,
I've been trying to
almost
get you since December.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Oh, it's worth it.
Huh?
Yes.
You were the
hardest. When last time y'all went to church? Come on now. Let's go. Shalom, the glory. Hallelujah. I'm just saying his name when that thing going in there. I'm talking about some, ooh, Jesus. I'm talking about real church. Last time y'all went.
Oh, I actually have to say, when my grandfather died in November, that I would have to say, I know that's bad, but I feel like if I go in there straight up, I'm fitting to burn. I need an exorcist.
No,
I need to
lay
hands on me.
No, you gotta realize, You said that's when we were still fucking up. Why were you fucking up? Me and Bill, when we got right, you said that when we were fucking up. So, all that counts. You can praise him from wherever you at. You can praise him from up under that dick. Thank you, Lord. It don't matter. It don't matter. He love you.
Oh, I know. I need to stop calling his name out when I'm getting a good nut, too,
because
that's so bad.
Well,
oh,
see,
God.
All that counts. All that counts. Oh, oh. You got to come along more often than that.
Listen, I call him all the time, and I have to, because you see what I got to deal with? I'm a manager,
boy,
and I got to deal with that all the time, so I got
to
pray often.
I need to put some faces with this conversation. We have to, y'all gonna have to get my number. We have to text me so we can text each other so we can see who we're working with.
Well, we don't have to do that because we want to
exactly.
work with you anyway. We've been trying to
okay.
track you down since you've been out.
Right.
It's just
now where y'all based at, baby? Where y'all based at?
I'm in Florida.
I'm
she's
in North
Carolina,
and she's in Ocala.
Say it again.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Greensboro, and
okay.
She's in Ocala. But we travel.
Okay.
We have no
okay.
limitations.
Yeah,
none
and
whatsoever.
Is going to be at the Tallahassee show tomorrow. Shanae, you on the line? Is Shanae on, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm
one of our team members is going to be at your show tomorrow night in Tallahassee.
Okay, okay. Whatever's happening. I'll see her tomorrow.
You gotta watch that one. That one is quiet but deadly. She's gonna probably whip her titties
out. Yeah, that's the worst one. Little sneaky motherfuckers. You gotta watch them. You gotta watch them. Quiet.
Oh, Lord.
Watch them.
Now see.
Well, I ain't crazy.
Okay, now whatever she does, we're not held responsible. If she's good, we're responsible. But if she's bad, she on her motherfucking arm.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Jesus. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh, Lord.
Now I'm going to ask a professional question. It's my turn, Chuck. I'm going to ask,
okay.
What was it like doing the song with Lloyd?
What'd you say?
What was it like doing the song that you did with Lloyd?
Oh, my God. That little nigga was so excited. It was so physical. That nigga pushed me down on the ground in the studio after it came out the booth. I said, hold up, motherfucker. That nigga was like, that's what you killed it. You killed that shit. Fine. I'm telling you, nigga pushed me down on the ground. I said, I got you a good time. Even when he tried that shit again, his ass went flying. Fuck that, bro. I'm a gangster. Stop it. Tripping. But, man, it was fun, man. That shit, that was, I'm talking about, he allowed me to kick back, jump back on the scene instantly with that song, man, for real.
I love it, and I love the video. I love the video. It's very energetic. It was a good coming out song. And you guys had really great energy, really great energy.
It was. And, the message, the theme of the song was just perfect. He was getting away from the cast and everything, and I was getting away from RBO, whatever the hell that was. You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah.
it was a good look. It was a really good look, real talk.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Excellent. I'm Precious. I'm the one who brings balance. I'll be asking you the professional questions while Chuck asks you everything else. And Shanae might say something every once in a while, just so you know the voices.
It's all good. I'm ready for all y'all here. Come on.
I think Mr. GA is trying to get in too, because I think he had switched and he was on his cell phone, and then he called. You may be calling off his house phone because I don't. The number looks familiar, and so later on you can just say Mr. GA, and if he's like yes, then cool. If not, deuces, you can listen. But he worked with Mystical in Texas, so.
Yeah,
it should be quite interesting.
Yeah. I have one more professional question, and this is going to sound terrible, so I got to prepare you that don't think wrong about this, but Pussy Crook was like one of your hits.
All right.
And in there,
you have a line
that says, hit it one time, you're hooked.
Right.
What gave you that impression? What were women saying and doing to you that made you feel confident enough to go on wax globally and say, if you hit it one time, you hooked?
Apparently, I was hitting my ass one time and he motherfucking ass. Apparently. it was all in fun, though. I don't brag like that. And, making a record and doing a song, that's an excuse to brag and stuff. And sometimes lie, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? But that was a true story right there. That was a true story. I ain't just saying it because of me, but that's a fool. Oh, yeah, yeah. boy, ain't that nice. Boy, nice. Believe that. Can y'all imagine? Yeah, can y'all imagine how it went down the very first time when I came home after 6 motherfucking years? Can y'all fathom that?
I would have jacked your dick five times before fucking me.
That's going to make it worse because now I'm not going to never nut. You tripping. I was going to kill you in there. You tripping.
You was going to kill somebody regardless. Shit.
Yeah, one of your fucking leaves was going to come off. You tripping. Man. Boy,
you
was
going to be good. Now you should be good because, you know.
Oh, I'm good tonight. I'm good.
Okay, because if I ever see you, I'm smashing on site. I'm just letting you know. I'm smashing on fucking
smash, smash session. Let's go. Fuck it. I'm with it. Fuck it. We're just trying to pick it right now. We're just trying that contract right now. Let's go. Fuck.
Precious? He just don't know. Chloe, have mercy. He just don't know what he just did.
Now, see, when you get your fucking head bumped on that ceiling, I don't want to hear nothing. Not then.
You
not
know
then.
What? If you did that, do you know how many motherfuckers would love you? Because my track record right now is I'm knocking niggas out the box. I would love to meet a bedroom bully to beat my pussy up. I would love
damn.
That. It's a shortage
of
that.
I'm about to go. Listen. I'm in a restaurant. I can't be on hard inside this fucking place. Come on, now, y'all. Stand this shit. I'm about to go, man. I got hot. I'm too over this shit. What is that, right? What the fuck? How the fuck I'm getting on hard, boy? I know I was cooler than that. I'm a low cool point. Boy, I'm up in the order of my food, y'all. That's it. That's all the questions, because I'm about to go.
We promise to be good.
Okay. No, for real.
We promise.
How the fuck I gotta bring a rubber to do an interview? What the fuck I gotta bring a rubber to do an interview? This is some bullshit. I'm about to go. Yeah. Oh, man. I ain't fucking with y'all.
Wait till he see his twit line. He gonna be laughing like hell. I've been good though. I'm just quoting some of the shit he's saying. Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm gonna ask a good question. Okay, when you're performing, like I saw you when you did the VH1 Honor, was
mm-hmm.
it Hip Hop and Honor Awards?
Right.
When you came out, I was like, damn. I mean, you were looking good as hell. But
thank
I'm
you.
Like, wow, you have so much fucking energy. Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Like,
now, imagine that. Nah, you still
right.
The same person that talking about we're going to smash on fight. So you ready? You still stop all that? For real, and that's just rapping. That's just showing off. For real.
Shit. Okay, well, you a rapper. I'm an adult entertainer, so we both professionals and got energy. So it's going to be Clash of the Titans Part 5, motherfucker.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
I'm just like, I can't get over your stage presence. It's just, like, remarkable how
thank
much,
you.
And it's like you're not even trying. It's just like, did you pop out
natural.
At birth and you was just energetic like that, like, you know.
I found out I was doing talent shows when people didn't boo me off the stage. I said, all right, I must be all right then. Okay. All right. And then, you know, I got into it professionally, and their ass was mine after that. Then my partner, Tim Smooth, introduced him to weed. I hope I can say that. So I say, if y'all can say dick and pussy, I'm not going to say weed shit. Anyway, he introduced me to that, and it was over with. That was a wrap.
Now, the song that you have out currently, the
Right. Nasty. See, I got to get it on my chest. Y'all got to let me get my freakiness out first. Come on now. Shit, don't get against me, goddamn. I told you I was hot. Nah, shit. I might have to make about 4 more fucking songs before I get it on my chest. Shit. All right. I know. Hey, baby, I got to wrap it up, baby. We got to go to the next spot.
Okay, well, we are so glad you came on the show. We will be playing your music the rest of the night, but we knew you were limited with time, so we wanted to talk to you first. Hell, you done heard your music before. You don't need to hear it again.
I tell y'all what, I'll be ready for y'all next time. I'm coming with rubbers, shit, a stiff night pill for real, and a $5 energy drink. I got y'all next time.
Let me tell you set the date.
That's right. I'm a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I need you to eat plain pasta so your sperm can have a sweet taste, so when I swallow it, I can go ahead and just knock you out for the night.
I can't move.
Bring Travis.
I don't want to hear him. So if y'all bring Travis on, I'm hanging up.
No, you're not, Sinead. Stop doing that. Sinead, stop that. Yo,
well,
man, travel.
I would like to take a moment and shout out Robert Shaw for having his artist Mystical on the show. We so appreciate it.
He gonna say some shit to Robert like, motherfucker, what the hell was that shit? You ain't prepared me out, man. Lord, you brought me to a battle and I wasn't prepared. But like he said, he could have never been prepared for my shit. That's how I like it. Yeah, that's how we get down. You can't never prepare for this shit.
Mystical was such an awesome guest. He just hopped right in and just said, fuck it.
I'm going to ask you a professional question, and the first thing you do is talk about some crooked coochie or some shit. Wow, Mystical, I'm going to ask you a question. What inspires you to write crooked coochie? Wow.
You're stupid.
You know, whipped from the first time. You might as well have just been like, yo, is your dick that good that when you fuck a bitch the first time she sprung? Shit, it's not, and you just worded it up nicely. It was still nasty professional.
He's the only guest that's been on here that's been able to make P bring her guard down. I'm the professional P all the time.
I was very professional. GA, I didn't have to give any disclaimers yet, have I?
Nah, you was good, Mama. You was good.
You know, scary tale.
Nice. No, because you have to be. You have to have somebody that's professional. We can't all be heathen.
Well, I mean, you got a good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Always a good and a bad.
Mr. GA, he's a motherfucking heathen on the low. I'm going to be professional and then ask him a coochie question.
That's what the song is really called. The song is really called Pussy Crook.
Okay, but I understand that. Damn, you should have been like, oh, what was your inspiration for Shake It Fast? You know, damn, that was more professional. You just want to know about that man Dick Gang. You think you slick, old slick-ass cousin.
Uh-huh. He one of them OG pimps trying to come from a lot of sound waves and stuff.
How hard his dick is. She's stroking her cooter. Because y'all never say pussy.
You know she was.
That's in the bedroom with the door locked and her damn do not disturb sign she stole from the last hotel her pooter.
Yeah, I wish I had that dude. I got Doogie, Davion, and Pudgy. Okay. Sitting here looking like, that was really mystical. Yes, it was really mystical.
They're going to be like, when Pooh walked through the door, Dad, Auntie P had Mystical on her show, and Mom was talking to him. Boy, Pooh going to turn into Ike, and Precious going to be Eddie, man. He going to whoop her ass.
That's okay, because don't get me started, Nate. You know, we're going to call him Walnut for right now. We're not going because we don't put names out on the air. But Walnut is going to hear you going to Tallahassee, and Mystical said he's going to catch your ass up there by yourself now without me and talk to him.
Oh, yes, and that's called him the face down, ass up. That's the way you write the fuck. Last time I need to put that on Twitter.
Don't you do that. Don't you put that one on there, no man.
Nate is a rough rider, boy. With them new and improved titties, you can't grab them yet, but what? You can slap the shit out that ass. Shake that ass, girl.
So dumb.
Make that pussy wet. Boy, I bet Princess Nay is going to be swinging on a motherfucking pole tomorrow, boy.
Getting buck wild with her.
Yeah.
Mr.
G, let me tell you about Princess
Nay. Don't believe that mess. She lying.
Break it down. Break it down,
Mr. G, when I first met her, she didn't like me, or that's what she led me to believe. But she's like, she has to get to know me. Man, this This undercover princess freak is freakier than me.
Which one?
She nuts that she bust today with her toys.
Oh,
man.
Shit.
Damn. What? She ain't got shit on Murphy Lee. Bust it wide open and bring it back or whoever the fuck made that damn song. Man, she got her own version. She got stock in Priscilla's. She got stock in all the silver bullets, the ones that's about to come out, the ones that's going to come out in the future. Man.
This is nasty, right?
Yeah, just for no
well,
reason.
Well, Mr. G.A., I'm going to tell on myself. When it was confirmed, Mr. Hood was coming on the show, I called Chuck and I said, shake it fast. Watch yourself. That bitch just fell out laughing. Like, this motherfucker's stupid.
Y'all stupid, yo.
No. Well, you had Alicia. She had your stepdaughter listening to that shit in the grocery store. Because Alicia's like, Then she ain't know what to say. Because she ain't never heard Pete act out of character like that. Like, I ain't never seen an artist come on the show when she act like that. Lord have mercy, how many times she had to change her draw.
No, my drawers were straight, but I had to do my little dance. I had to do my shake your fast dance, and the kids had to tell me, Mom, don't do that dance no damn more.
Oh, Lord. The shake it fast, this is the same thing as the booty green dance.
Just faster, child, just faster.
Okay. Oh, Lord, Jesus. They both awful. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to put Mr. G.A. on blast for a second. I still ain't got an email. It's been a week.
Oh, shit.
You were saying
he was so twirling. Oh,
he was
in the fuck lazy up.
He was supposed to send me an email so we could promote his agency. And
you
I
know
ain't
what? Listen,
seen
I can't lie. I've been running around. I've been flying like crazy. I apologize. You'll get me before the weekend's out. That's my word.
Oh, Mr. G.A. was shaking it fast somewhere watching his dance.
Nah, not me. Not me, shorty.
Well, let me rephrase that. Watch somebody else shake it damn.
I'm in the background talking shit. I hear Nathan, yo, she trying to slick talk in the background. Slick ass.
That's
yo,
right.
Man, slick. Yo, she got a slick ass mouth. And they real slick with it, y'all, for real. Real slick with it. No, she's slick.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You know what I learned, G.A.? I finally saw a picture of Travis. And Travis is a little fat boy.
Looks like a little Burger King boy.
Like he eats a lot of hamburgers.
You know what? You leave my dog alone. Yo, bring Trav in, y'all. Come on, Trav in.
He
yo, let Trav and her go hard, for real.
He gone.
He got mad and hung up.
Yeah, he's up. And Francis, yo, DJ keep talking shit to me. I'm going to bust his ass. He done sent me a tweet talking about Pam, you twirling, LOL. I said, you know you want this pussy. Stop acting like ass Florida boy. Tweet.
Who said that?
Sleazy.
Oh, wow.
Sleazy.
Oh, shouts out to DJ Sleazy, the biggest shit talker that ain't going to bust a grape. I don't give a fuck how big your feet is. The way you talk your shit, nigga, you scared. Just say you scared. I'd be scared, too. Especially after he went on the late night creeping session and joined the site. He's probably on it for 2 hours.
Okay. Our next guest is Sho. And Sho is a rapper. And Sho was on BET Spring Bling 1 year. Sho
cut his dreads off, so I'm mad.
He
will tell him
that better. He's on his grown and sexy now, girl. So you gotta respect that.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's a Navy talking to everybody, yo. Straight dog, everybody, yo, for
she
real.
Can't help it. She can't help it. She
I
just,
believe you
she don't know what the hell she gonna do with herself.
If he
she
didn't rap, he probably could have modeled or did bodybuilding. It looks like he worked out.
Been a porn star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the dreads. Only with the dreads,
know.
Though.
I don't know. He looks like he might have a small dick.
He's
You but, like it might be small.
Oh, goodness.
It's stupid, yo.
Here so comes the disclaimer. So he got the show, Fresh is going to be like, oh, my God, does he really have a little one? And I'm going to be the I'm already putting reasonable doubt in everybody's mind. Nay is like, she wouldn't give a fuck if it's big or small. She going to make him work it.
Nope. No thanks. I decline.
Damn,
Nay. Oh, Lord have mercy. Mr. G.A., you the only big dick nigga that I know for sure to be on my show.
What's up, mama?
I can tell y'all that Pillsbury Doughboy was talking about it got bigger. That's just because his belly got smaller, old big funky monkey with himself.
Yo, where my man Trav? Trav, call in, man. Defend yourself, G. Come on, man. Please call in. Defend yourself, son. Please.
He probably in the corner crying.
He's so mad right now.
Kids run, and I was Travis, I would have stayed on the line till one of them motherfuckers opened up for me, and I would have came out swinging. Like I said, he probably in the corner crying, like, I can't believe they did this. Oh, my gosh. Damn, I don't even know P and Princess Nay, but damn, they going all in on me. Man, come on my
but
show
you know
with that
what
bullshit.
Started me? I'm going to tell you what started me. I actually, and I think Mr. G.A. heard me, was like, oh, he got a reference. He good. And one of y'all started going off on him, and he instantly, instead of defending himself against whoever was talking to him,
it
shot
was me
over
that
me.
Was talking to him, and he thought it was you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't think it was you. It was me, but he started going off on you.
We
got a 972-310
in the queue. Could that be him?
Hell nah. Unless he went out and brought a dummy phone. That's somebody new. Bring him on.
972-310, you're on the line.
Mystical Post be up there today?
Pardon me?
I say, do Mystical Post be up there today?
You already missed Mystical. Early bird catches the worm.
Oh, really? I was. I called too early because I was called up there like 30 minutes ago before y'all started. I had to take you a little dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to all y'all over there in Mystical as well. Look me up on Reverb Nation, Lando, so us, L-A-N-D-O. I'll holler back at y'all in a little while.
L-A-N-D-O, you're an artist?
Yes, I am. I just
yes, you
Nick
are?
Little Wayne.
What area are you out of?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, and you said L-A-N-D-O?
Yeah, Lando, L-A-N-D-O, so us, S-O-U-S. You can just put that in. You'll find me. Ain't hard to find.
All right, I'm going to look you up
shit.
On Reverb. All right, before I look you up now, is your shit banging?
Yeah.
No.
Finished up the Lil Wayne and Fabulous yesterday.
Oh, shit. Now, we're going to listen to your music. And if it's good, we're going to bring your ass on the show. I hope you can handle it. But you sound cocky than a motherfucker, so I like that.
Just know my cousin. That's why I was going to holler at him.
Oh.
Over there in Mississippi.
Yeah, his dick got hard, so he had to go.
Oh, okay. I can understand that. Where's y'all at? In Atlanta?
Mr. G.A. is in Atlanta. P and Princess Nay are in Panama City in Ocala. And
about time you recognize the name, Chop. About time. Thank you.
Excuse me. Princess Flood is in Panama. I'm trying to find somebody to fuck the shit out of her. What is your fucking skills like? Can you help
me? Excellent. Check out my song, Come Here. It'll tell you all about it, or in these draws.
In these draws.
That's right. Okay. Come here, baby.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Princess, he sounds like he might be cute. And, you know, Nay like him fine. As long as he's fine with a big dick and he can just punish her ass, I just want him to call my phone and let me hear. That's all I want. I just want to hear it.
I ain't home, I'm done.
Oh, shit. Nay, he might pull your pussy out of socket.
Wait a second. Yeah, I have to do a disclaimer. Lando, did you realize this was a sex talk show before you called?
Oh, I'm straight with a sex talk show, though. You know, I got sex talk songs for days up on that bad boy. Check out Donkey Dog.
All right, Donkey Dog. We don't want to offend.
Yeah, I got over 200 songs on there for everything.
Man, he don't sound offended at all. He sound like he wish he could be with us so he could just go ahead and fuck. That's what he sound like. He want to rap and fuck.
Yeah,
he's going to get
yeah.
Maximum,
and Travis
you know
sound
saying?
That way, too.
You can put that ass up in the air and arch it up for me. We'll see what's going on.
Have you been to the site?
What's that?
Have you been to the website?
No, my man sent it to me on an email. What's your? Let me write it down. Hold on, just a sec. What's the name of it?
Chop Mommy. Go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead.
What's that?
Spell it.
C-H-O-C.
T-H-C?
No, C-H-O-C.
C-H-O-C.
C-A-O-Z?
C-H-O-C. Chalk, chalk, chalk.
Oh, chop. Okay.
M-A-M-I.
Mammy. I mean, mommy.
I want to get more for you.
When I see you, I'm going to punch you in your titty.
I'm trying to.
Don't do that yet. They're not healed yet.
And the other
okay.
one is productions. This is with an S.
I'm trying to get it up in there for you.
Oh, I like how you said that. I'm trying to get it up in there. Ooh.
Okay. Is your avatar a booty?
Yeah, that's my newest one I just put up there. Yeah. It's got new chick on it.
P, suggest him to me as a friend.
Yeah, that's for Miss Thick Ass. My song is called Miss Thick Ass.
Oh,
well,
Lord, he is
yeah,
so
you found a big old butt for it. Okay.
You got a thick ass?
Who, me? No.
Yeah, you. Some cushion.
She got big titties, so you can
bump. You don't need that much cushion, though, with me. You know what I'm saying? The less cushion, the more you can arch it on up there. I get up on up in that ass.
I'm good, though, but thanks.
Oh, she sounds scared.
Yes.
No, none of that chocolate.
Before you crack out or nothing like that.
None of that chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You better be glad I'm sitting here getting my hair done at this time, because I would have to go off on you, Miss Chocolate Mommy.
No, you wouldn't go off on me. I'm a gentleman. I thought
not
this was
you.
A...
Oh. Not you. Chalk.
Oh, how tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm 5'10".
How much you weigh? About 175, 180?
155.
Oh, damn. Ooh. You need somebody to cook for you.
No,
but
I'm all about
them. Them skinny ones be having the donkey dicks. No,
I'm
but them skinny ones be having the donkey dicks.
Hmm?
No, good. Yeah, Mr. D.A. ain't fat. He's slim, and Lord have mercy. I thought he was a giraffe at first.
He's funny, y'all. He's funny. That shit ain't funny, Precious.
That was funny.
Nah,
that was
you know what?
Made that laugh.
Oh, yeah, because this is how he did it, y'all. That motherfucker made sure he came to the hotel when it was dark. He's like, don't cut on no lights.
She's stupid, y'all.
Boy, he made sure he hit it twice before I seen what I was getting.
She's funny, y'all.
It wasn't until 2 days later when he came and spent the night before he went to work. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, wow.
She's bad, yo.
He was like, yeah, I had to give you a break so you could get, you know, so he could go ahead and fuck me and send me on my way. What he did was try to make sure I ain't stopped through no other parts of Georgia and give up the pussy. So he punished me and sent my painful ass home back to North Carolina driving.
Men do
fuck shit like that. They fuck the hell out of you so you can't go fuck with nobody else. Because, you know, sometimes women will backtrack. They'll fuck you and go fuck somebody else. But a smart nigga will make sure ain't no holes functional. He will fuck one hole so bad that all you want to do is just go sit in the tub and just crawl in your bed and go to sleep. That's Mr. G.A. for you.
One love, baby. One love.
Okay,
yeah. Lando, Who's talking to you about?
Precious, what is his music sounding like?
That's good. I can handle
that. What is his music sounding like?
What's your name, though?
Oh, my name is Chad. Oh, for real? Damn, they got it going good like that? I thought that's what we had to leave right now.
Y'all available, as far as I'm concerned.
Huh?
I said, you ain't got no ring on your finger, you available. After 1 year. That's the term I give for a female with a man. After that, it's open field. You can slide the panties down, as far as I'm concerned.
Slide the panties down.
Oh, so Mr. G.A. Hush, you prefer a bitch not to wear panties. What you laugh?
All my secrets. Go ahead, funny ass nigga. All my secrets.
You know, I ain't been a dirty bride in a long time, so I gotta be as dirty as I can be. So, you know. Oh, Mr. G, I'm finna break your heart. I'm not having the motherfucking party next week.
And I'll be hollering back at y'all. What radio station is this?
This is on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Tuesday night and Friday night from 8 to
Friday
10.
Friday night and Tuesday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
8 to 10.
Yes. Okay. Well, 7 to 9 your time. So, you know, bring your dong dick back next week. We'll be waiting for you.
What city are you in?
I'm in North Carolina. Why, you getting ready to book a flight or something?
I got family over there in Charlotte.
What? Oh, shit, that's an hour away from me. So,
yeah,
I'll be seeing you real soon.
Ooh. Sounds good to me.
Especially after you join that site, you're going to call your friends like, yo, look, I'm about to go.
What's your number so I can get
to
the
Greensboro.
Exactly.
My name is Chock, C-H-O-C.
I'll send you a message on Reverb. I got your Reverb pulled up.
Good luck now.
We'll send you contact info.
Y'all have a good one.
You are good.
All right, then.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, this is going to be a good show. We have people who actually can deal with being on a sex talk show. And he wasn't intimidated.
Who can't deal with that? I mean, all the motherfuckers fucking. Now, Fresh, did you see his picture on Reverb? Did you see his pictures on Reverb?
No, I just see booty cheeks.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if he was ugly or not.
You're stupid.
So I can duck the bullet.
Yo, brother. Straight fucking dirty, yo. Straight up.
You hear me?
Yo, what up, what up, yo?
I think Precious is a dyke.
Whoa!
Excuse me, what did you say?
Hello?
What did you say?
Hello?
Who was that?
Hello?
And how did they get on?
I only see three people on the line.
Yes, that's on the line. Still on the line.
Huh.
Who
see,
is
what
that?
Do you think? I don't know.
It's Mike Man, the most crazy foul. That sounded real foul.
Wait a minute. Hey, what do you? How many lines do you see?
How many lines do I see? I see three. I see three.
That is
I'm
the
on Precious
shit.
On and and they on.
What?
And Odul, he hung up.
How did they get on?
I have no earthly idea.
Tell them come back, rotten bastards.
I bet you they won't come back.
Hell no, they did not. If they know it's good for them. What the fuck? That's about as bad as them white dudes at one time.
Yeah,
yeah,
you called that one time, right? That shit.
Yeah, and call me a bitch.
You
oh,
I'll
tell you.
They don't have to call you that.
Motherfuckers get on my nerves. It's always ignorant motherfuckers that try to fuck up something, but they don't fuck up shit.
You really can't, especially shit like that.
I mean, when a show this good, come on, how you gonna fuck it up? It's a good show, you feel me?
I know, and if they knew anything about P, she like this. She got, like, 7 children.
That's what I said. That, to me, just might be a compliment. It might lure people away from trying to talk to my ass on that other shit.
He might be your favorite, huh, baby?
That's going to increase the followers now. That means you're going to have men and women.
Look,
increase the number. It's been fertilized 7 times. You're like, shit, can you have some more? Shit, is you fixed?
Okay.
You know what? It is 8:54, And I called Mr. Show, and he called me back, and I even texted him, was like, call in at 8:45, and it's 8:54. So I don't know what to tell you. You know my thoughts.
Hey, yo, play some of that hot Mystical music, that new shit he got out. Play that new shit, y'all.
Call Mystical back.
No, I don't call him back. Nigga,
no,
in the restaurant. Nigga, talking about, I said, what a rubber. God damn. Hey.
He beat the pussy out when he first came home. I should have asked him. When he come back, I'm going to ask him that. I'm like, who was your first victim, and how was he walking away from you afterwards?
Nah. I know what you're going to do. You're going to say who your first victim was. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a dick reference, you slick ass.
Dick,
know what
you're
going to do. Put him on
blast.
Oh, goodness. You're going to make him call somebody.
You know, coming home from 6 years,
that.
You can't even say dick reference, because ain't no reference in that. That's 6 years of build-up.
Yeah.
That was some motherfucker. I feel sorry for the bitch that got it. That's all I can say. I'm glad it wasn't me, because I know how a nigga felt when I gave him some after I came home. What? Shit. Boy, I was hunching everything. Shit. Man, try going without sex for some years, boy. When you finally see and you bust that first nut, oh, my God. Because I did not masturbate when I was in prison at all.
Damn.
And I ain't let no bitch eat my coochie either.
Oh,
I didn't want to see dick again. And I feel
got the deep voice going on there. You must have got him excited.
I know that's right.
Mr. GA, I'm not going to that party next week. I've canceled my part of it.
Well, what happened?
Because piss poor planning. Like, no. I wasn't feeling right, and people wasn't doing what they're supposed to. They weren't being professional about things, so
I didn't get the memo.
You didn't get the memo?
Mm-mm, I didn't get it.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That's fucked up, right? I didn't get the memo.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking of, I don't know, I got to see how my body going to be acting, if you know what I mean, to see where the hell I'm going to go. I might be at home, but I need to come to GA.
Yeah, come on down here and see me, for real.
Why don't he book the show? Because he be fucking everything in there. He can't book that kind of show. He can't focus.
That's what he does for a living, book shows.
But, T, when he gets around me, he loses all sense of business. He's one track.
Yo,
funny
as hell, yo.
Oh, matter of fact, Mr. G-A-J-R said, hey.
What up, J-R? Where you at?
I made a point to bring up your name last night.
That's my brother. Tell myself what's happening.
Your brother-in-law? So you ready to tell him about us?
She's funny, ATR. She's funny. She's funny.
I'd be like, Junior, your dude said, is it okay if he take me out a few times? He already did it. He just want to take me out now.
Oh, he's stupid. He said I should play, yo. I should play straight fucking foul, yo. That's my man. Stop that, yo. She play foul, man.
I gotta keep it interesting.
It's all good though. We're loving it.
Did we get some music up?
Nope, not yet. Where's that?
Still swirling.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's actually uploaded or not. Because
it's still in the question. Okay, because I have yet to hear the song with Mystical and Lloyd. I feel so bad.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, goodness.
But I wish I could have been in the studio when Lord was all hyper and shit. Like, dang. What did my son say when he first heard Lloyd? He said, that nigga sound like he's short. Like, how does somebody sound like they short? He said, like that nigga there. What the fuck?
Oh, goodness. Did we lose Nate again?
Yes.
We lost Nate.
Yes.
What phone she on?
An Android. They got a special phone because she's special.
She's special.
Special people have special things, yes.
Special.
Yes. I'm going to start calling her Princess Special.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I'm going to get her a helmet.
Damn.
Be like, girl, this your own special shit right here. Princesses are special. This is how special. Reminded me of my son's friend that passed, and they had like his little I think his funeral was today, and they had like the little memorial for the friends that came out to the club last night. So I am dedicating this song Till Death to Tank. So here we go.
10, 4, 8 DJ 4-5
Tell a story. Walk around stopping bullets with a buddy pack. None. I don't communicate well enough to be a nigga chummy when I'm out of state selling stuff. Damn. State trooper on the left of me. Stroll through my celly for a hotel directory. I take my fitted off, lift the seat a tad bit. Remembering I'm headed across the border, so mad shit. I'm an investor with a troubled mind. Worst fear, cops search through my car for a subtle find. Wow. Wish I was back in that junior high. Steady here in Queens, about to make another junior buy. I read Malcolm X, every speech read it twice. Yet I'm double parked trying to negotiate a better price. This El Vato sold rice a whole year prior. I'm gangsta, I'm his number one premier buyer. Tell it, man. Only yacht before 25. Shit, man, I'm on the block and I'm 25. Hitting 84. Dreams magically appear, right? Well, that's what kept my old lady poor. Poor. I wouldn't say it to a bartender. I stuffed 7 pounds of Yana in my car fender. Drove a whole day, traffic kept backing up. Phone fell in soda, so the screen kept acting up. But it's the thought of being broke, got me staying up for days. Sometimes in the raddest thing, weighing up. I'm in a sneaker store, about to get a couple pairs. And I noticed this newlywed couple there. That was really love. I walked out the store, knowing how lonely I really was. I'm on that My Town shit again. Make a couple gorgeous baby mamas for a split again. But I know better. Fresh money smell funny. Never move shit already cooked, cause it's sell funny. I saw this kid at the city fair. Said he said he really liked my watch because the rocks had a pretty glass. All he seen was a pretty charm. He ain't know I had fiends going broke for a city bomb. Then I stared at his pretty mom. She had the gated coach bag on her arm with the pretty charm. I never purposely tried to pull another folk. Shit, I was only trying to give my little brother hope.
That was Till Death. And again, this goes out to Tank, R.I.P., little man. It's sad when teenagers, not even teenagers, but young adults get killed, mistaken identity over dumb shit. That's really sad.
Hey, yo.
I need some damn food. Yes. Mr. D, I need you to come to Greensboro and bring me something to eat.
Say it again?
I need you to come to Greensboro and bring me something to eat.
Hi, Puffy. Hi, Puffy. That's some funny shit. Hi, Puff. I'm going to motherfucker. I'm going to Junior for cheap thing. Ah, you got me. I'm going to do that dumb shit. You got me for real. Funny.
Why don't you love me? Damn. I don't know if I should take that as a diss or a compliment. All right, Puff.
It's all good. You stupid.
Just for that, I'm not going to send you the picture that I took the other night. It is so... Precious said it was a nice picture. I had a whip in my hand because I was waiting to see you so I could whip your black ass, yes.
Yeah, I got to order one of them outfits so I can catch my husband just in that pose, standing behind the door and just hop out. Now, granted, I'm going to have to hop out, and I'm going to have to duck because, you know, he really ain't into that. He gets kind of violent, you know, one of them. So I got to kind of whack him and run.
Right.
But when he see you in that outfit, girl, he going to forget everything. He's like, ooh. He's going to be like, ooh. Ooh, come here. Hit me again.
You know his ass. Give me that motherfucker. Whack. Whack my ass.
Ooh, that's going to be one of them nights that I'm going to have to send the kids to go stay with everybody.
Okay.
We're like, oh, no, nah, tonight mommy and daddy having a party and y'all can't be here. Y'all getting the hell out. Don't be trying to come back and peek in the motherfucking window. Because, you know, kids nasty these days. Motherfuckers always want to know what their parents doing. Be like me, being nosy. Called my mom and daddy fucking, and they said they was wrestling. Well, what kind of wrestling got you saying that kind of stuff? Damn, my mama and my daddy used to keep a drawer full of condoms. Me and Junior, dumbass, thinking they balloons. You know how many motherfucking condoms I blew up? The hell? Maybe
that's why you're a freak there.
Maybe that's why I'm a good dick sucker, because all the air.
Yeah, it probably is. Why? You put it there.
Mom and daddy, thank you.
That's like, bro, I gotta tell you a funny story. That's like when my kids were small. You remember back when I want to say it was 69 Boys had this kitty kitty song.
Oh, kitty kitty.
So,
the fuck you said? Oh, kitty kitty.
I don't know. I already told you. You know, I thugged as a teenager, so I don't know nothing about pole dancing. And I come from Cali. We didn't do all that booty shake stuff they do in Florida. So I'm going to try to impress my husband and get me a little outfit and dance to the little kitty kitty song. Why the kids turn the corner and say, "What the mama? What do you have on?" Yeah. Kids will never sleep. They'll just never sleep, you know. But I will say at least I'm married, and they've only seen escapades that involve their father. Some kids see a different nigga walk in on mama, a different nigga every night, kitty, kitty dancing. But
Shit. Yeah. Sometimes seeing the same man with mama is even worse because y'all nastier. Because y'all. Shit. I need to ask Pooh, he know what piss tastes like. Shit, y'all.
Listen. That joke is good. You better not fart in the room. This motherfucker gonna want to fight. Oh goodness, yeah. I have to say we have an excellent, excellent sex life. Even after all these years, a beautiful sex life. But we can't be involved in bodily fluids because, well, for one, that ain't really sanitary. We need to keep piss and shit somewhere else.
You know, I don't know some people feel like, you know, and when you just said y'all have a really good sex life, Pete, I don't know, I've just gotten so used to you just being, I don't know, I can't picture you fucking. I don't know why. I know you do, but I just picture you being such a mother, like, and such a wife that just does the house shit, and then, you know, I just can't imagine you letting all that Mustafa hair down and poop doing it, and you riding the hell out of him, and you like, yeah.
You know,
I
it's
just
like
can't see that, or you be like, motherfucker, you better fuck this pussy. I just can't hear you being nasty or talking aggressive or, you know, face down. And I just can't.
But that means I'm doing it right. That means I'm doing it really good because nobody, I mean, they expect me to curse because I really curse well. But other than that, people don't expect me to do half the stuff that I really do in real life. It just throws them off. But, yeah, you have to know how to be professional and then flip the script. I can't be a freak in front of my kids. I got daughters. They got to know, hey, you grow up, you be this way in public, and this is how you act in public. I can't be all out with booty shorts on and all kind of craziness. The infamous at the show with no draws. No, I got to have my draws, you know. But in the same token, I don't judge people who rock it like that.
Oh,
it's
I feel like
balance.
Such an ass. I'm sorry to interrupt, Precious. The message that I sent Vaughn never got to him. So I just happened to look at my text message. He's like, I'm ready when you are. Oh, I'm going to tell Vaughn you was talking about him because he don't know how to tell time.
Now, I could have swore that was Nate, but I'll take that one. Okay. Tell him to call.
I like to shoot the number. Oh, wow. Damn.
CGA, how she do me?
Okay. I hear, boo, I hear.
Wow. See, that wasn't my fault.
I hear.
That wasn't. That was not my fault. I got so much going on. I can't wait for y'all to see the Chocolate City radio commercial I did in my red, was it red? Damn, what the hell did I have on?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I had on red.
Hello?
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 Who
is this show?
It's Alfonso.
Who the hell is Alfonso?
Alfonso from Delaware. What's so funny?
Alfonso from Delaware? No, because we, like, you know, you called in from a private number where we thought you were, like, the artist, and you was like, Alfonso, I mean, nothing's funny. You just said your name with authority. That's cool. So go ahead and tell us about you real quick.
I ain't nothing with it. I'm just saying, you know, just come on, hear what y'all are talking about tonight. What's good with y'all?
Nothing. We're just kicking the bobos. My first artist, Mystical, came on and had a good time, and he had to go. And then we have artist Vaughn Archer, the real show out of Fort Lauderdale, getting ready to come on. And we were just sitting around talking about fucking and sucking and, you know, watching our parents get nasty, and that's why we're nasty today.
Watching your parents get nasty?
No, you know how when you kids, you be nosy as hell, and you get up in the middle of the night, and you might crack the door and sneak in and watch them and be like, what the hell? So I was just telling them that when I was a little kid, I used to blow up a lot of condoms that my dad used to have in the drawer, and that's maybe why I got good jaw features and sucked dick real good because I blew up a lot of condoms thinking they were balloons. So, you know, we were just...
Yo, she crazy.
Man, my mama heard me. She's like, bitch, you done lost your mind. What's wrong with you? I done brought my mama out of cussing retirement. Yes.
Young mom.
I'm going to see her. I'm going to go see her tomorrow and tell her that.
How old is your mom? One of them young moms? Because I damn sure don't want to see my mom fucking. She's 71 years old.
Oh, no, my mom don't fuck no more, but when I grew up, when I was like 9 and 10, she was like, no, I mean, I wish my mama would fuck. My mama 21 years older than me, so she in her 60s. So, I mean, she still could fuck if she wanted to, but no, ain't no man in the 60s being my mama. No.
You quit being like that. She needs to get her nut just like you do. She might start cussing your ass
married. But they're separated. So, no, she needs to get rid of her fucking husband because I don't want her to go to hell for cheating. So, she until she get a divorce, she not fucking. And by the time she get a divorce, she ain't going to want to fuck. I'm going to do all the fucking for her. I'm going to fuck for her. I'm going to find me some good dick and fuck it and be like, okay, mom, you don't need to fuck. I bust a couple of nuts for me and you, so you good. Now, what you need me to cook for you?
I'm going to tell you I'm from a long line of fuckers. I got an auntie that's 25. My grandfather was a fucker. I got a little brother that's 20. My mama was a fucker. My daddy was a fucker. And I hope to still be healthy enough at 80 to still fuck my husband because I'm a fucker.
Yeah, all these fuckers on the phone.
And we do have the artist, I think, on the line now who just got on while I was calling myself a fucker.
He don't know what to say. He don't know if he should be like he's a fucker or he's a rapper.
I'm just listening. I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
Hey,
yo. Hey, show, that's what I want you to do. Do a remix of that old Dr. Pepper song. I'm a fucker, he's a fucker, she's a fucker, we some fuckers.
What?
We a fucker, too. So we have it for the show.
Okay, here comes her disclaimer. Here comes her disclaimer. So, this is T, and you know, I don't get down like that. I'm just having fun, but for real, I'm very professional. I never talk like this. Mike Artist Chalk, that bitch gets me off point, and she just makes me go there and say things that I normally would not say. I do not normally go on radio shows and say I'm a fucker because I'm a professional. But
when
people don't know, she's a professional fucker.
Oh,
man. Oh, wow.
After 7 kids, I guess I can proclaim myself a professional fucker.
No. After
no
7 kids, you're a professional dick taker. Because, man.
Mm-hmm. You can't just take it. You got to fuck back. So you got to be a fucker. You can't be a taker.
No, because after 7, to still take it and feel it, girl, because, you know, men be so quick to be like, what you tripping for? You had some kids. Motherfucker, I was 10 centimeters dilated. The fuck you mean? My shit went back to normal and below. The fuck? Men don't understand that. They just
they
think they're supposed to stick the dick in you and beat it up. Like, yo, your
shit
big.
Hey,
I'm
going to make a song called Professional Dick Taker.
You're going to air it on that show.
Yeah, on that show. I'm going to make a song called Professional Dick Taker. Beware, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, shit.
Now, show, tell us about your project before we get off onto a whole other topic. Tell us about your project because we really want to know what you got going on.
Well, basically, I got a project coming out. I'm working on a mixtape called Money Motivated Mission.
you know, because everybody is on a money-motivated mission. And it should be dropping probably about 2 months from now. I got production from my homie D-Rich. Got production from Shawty Red. Gang of other cats I mess with. Got Black Dollar on there with me. It's going to be hot, man. I'll get ready for it, man.
Okay.
Oh,
what
shit.
Was it like working with the Twins? Because you did a song with Twins, didn't you?
Yeah. Nip and Fuss, is that the same Twins we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up since, shit, like 6 years old, I've been knowing them niggas. So, and we used to run together in Atlanta. We used to go to Club Ladies, go to Strokers, all of the big strip clubs over there. You know, we used to hang out together, you know, go do our thing in the clubs and stuff. Like, them my
oh.
niggas, that's like my family, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Jock, could you
yeah.
hear that? All the strip clubs. He sounds
yeah,
like he
Mr.
might be
G
a part of
lives in Strokers. Yeah, Mr. G ain't lived
yeah.
in Strokers. At one time, he had a backroom apartment.
You had a who?
He had a backroom
Yo,
apartment.
Yo, she's dirty, man. Yo, listen, man, the broad is dirty, man. She be clowning every cat on here. Yo, you dirty broad. I don't want this stroker.
I'm a dirty fly with a clean pussy. Mr. G, he lives in Georgia, so he knows all about strokers. But strokers is a really nice strip club because
you know, I like
those of y'all that are listening. Yeah, because you can get it popping in the parking lot. You ain't even got to go inside the club.
You know what Jermaine
the Pooh
said. You know what Jermaine the Pooh said. They don't show love no more at Strokers.
They what?
Jermaine the Pooh said they don't show love no more at Strokers. He said, fuck Strokers.
Why not?
Jermaine said, fuck Strokers.
Why they don't show love no more?
He said they don't show love to him, he said. He put it inside one of the songs. They don't
Man,
show
look,
love at Strokers.
We went to struggle. We always got love in that motherfucker. Every night, we used to go to almost every beat, the whole beat thing split. Me, Charter Red Nose, J-Bo from Young Blood. That was our spot. You know, DJ.
Hey,
Pookie
yo, look,
DJ
look.
Now.
Y'all heard that song Jermaine made, right? You heard that song
yeah,
he made a while back about strokers. Jermaine made that song a while
yeah.
back about strokers. He kept it real, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They ain't chewed up like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
he's
know.
He's just bitter.
That's his story.
He lost hair, and he lost his
dick. Yo, leave that man alone, yo.
I don't know. We went in that motherfucker. We got love enough. So we was in that motherfucker all the time.
Because y'all was sexy looking. Shit, have y'all seen Jermaine Dupri? Anything he got, he had to pay for. Ain't nobody finna just give him no pussy for free.
Yo.
I don't know. I ain't never had to pay for that. I don't know nothing about that.
I mean, because you ain't got till you fine. You got a nice body, but shit, why do you think Janet was fucking with him? When she was fucking with him, he was a paymaster. Shit. She spent his money on hers.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he do got spaces between his teeth, so he could have ate some good pussy, but I don't think he had no big dick. Because I ain't hear nobody just really going hard for Jermaine, like, ooh, like, that nigga, no.
Right.
I ain't never heard
right.
nobody diss him for bad dick or good dick. Money silences
right.
you. So I fucked him and the shit was like, if he gave me enough racks on racks on racks, I would say.
But look, he can eat it standing straight up. He ain't got to kneel down.
You know, good short bastard. Go ahead and give your disclaimer, Pete. Not in any way, shape, or form do I agree with this bad talk about what's her name, Jermaine Dupri or Shorty Dubop. Man, fuck that.
Damn, I don't know.
Yeah,
I understand.
My own disclaimer.
I like this show, man. This gets right to the point. Everybody else crying. Everybody blunt.
Nah, we ain't no front. Before you came on, we was wondering how about your dick size. But the other culprit,
ooh.
He got off the line.
Oh, yeah?
You seen your pictures. I seen you when you was on the stage with no shirt on and your pants were sagging and you had the little boxer briefs on. I was like, damn, you
yeah.
need to drop them a little lower so I can see that print. But, you know... Whoever is getting it is happy because you look like the way your body looks, it's like when she land on her back and you on top, it's like you pushing all up in that pussy like, oh.
All right, now here's the disclaimer. Here's the disclaimer. Yo, this is Precious, and you know we do good business. I don't really want to do it. What up, baby? I don't really want to know your dick size. But,
all right, that's
cool.
That's
just everybody else on the show. You know, we good on some other stuff.
Yeah, you my people. First of my people, man. First of shot, man.
Damn, Chuck Molly, you left me kind of mad. Goddammit. You left me too mad.
She laughing at me because I always got a damn disclaimer, but I got to keep it on the one and let the people I deal with know, you know, we still
right.
Good. It ain't none of that.
But, Freddie,
right,
let
right
me
on.
Tell you some real shit. You giving out these disclaimers don't really mean shit because they're going to be like birds of a feather flock together. How the fuck is Precious being associated with that heathen ass bitch?
Nah. Chop my real talking shit. She probably can't even fuck.
Where the fuck you find her? Where the hell you find her at, Chuck? And Precious, y'all are so fucking opposite. Right then, the person they gonna think in the back of their mind is like, damn.
Hey, yo, Mr.
G, you're
a
fuck
time mommy. Mr. G. Dang. Mr. G.
What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're a fuck time
you,
mommy before?
Ever been where?
Have you ever fucked me before? That's what he asked you.
Oh, no.
Me that?
No.
What artist?
No.
Oh, none of y'all know fuck time mommy? Because she be talking a lot.
Oh,
of shit.
I did.
Oh, you did?
How to pussy? Off the chain, kid. Off the chain.
Oh, come on, man. I'm saying for real, though.
Nah, for real. Off the chain.
Huh?
Nah, for real. Off the chain.
You know how they say when they be talking all that shit, they usually can't back that shit up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was
saying. Nah, she can back it up. She can back it up.
Okay. What about the head game? What the head game like?
Crazy.
Aquafina. It's like Aquafina. Huh? That shit just flow out.
That shit crazy.
Is this a porn radio station?
My head game is official. I give your toes a permanent cramp. What the fuck?
Make your motherfucking toes get into a motherfucking. Hey, they be bowlegging and shit. Your toes be bowlegging, kid. It's just the same, man.
Yeah, right.
You know,
you
right might, talk, man. I mean, a lot of females talk shit like guys talk shit, but she be real, though. She back her shit up for real.
But
she
I'm saying you might be on the scene with her and shit. You might just be saying that.
Nah, my man. That's not my style.
You at any given time, you can go to my site and see my hair skills. I ain't got a fucking lie. I put my shit up so you can see it. Shit,
what's the website?
www.chopmommyproductions.ning.com.
How you spelling mine?
Precious.
I'm MAMI. It's CHOCMAMI Productions with an S. .ning.com.
And then get back to us, young man. Get back to us.
I spell a lot right
these
now.
These young
you know
guys, man, they come here acting up. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm saying she's on Antigua somewhere, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm only a little bit. That's like 5 hours away, but shit, it's all that good. I'd fly down that motherfucker in a heartbeat.
You'll be in an eye blink. You'll be in an eye blink after you look at the site and you see that my head game is a felony. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Here's what it is.
She talks that good shit. Let me see what she talks.
Because I got that good shit. How about that?
I hear you. That's all I see is a motherfucking picture with a lace on. What the fuck?
What did you say?
That's all I see is a picture with some lace on.
With some who?
I said, all I see is a picture with some lace on. I'm saying, you fly. I'm saying, I'm
no,
talking about that head game.
The first picture you see is me naked. You can't, I mean, you see the front page, but you have to sign up and then you can see the videos. I got like 30-something
okay.
videos on my shit.
Okay,
it's
sign
free.
Up.
It's free to sign up, yeah.
All right.
So, what's the next thing you have coming up, Major?
They got this show over here in Tampa called Merc the Mic. Think about doing that. Actually, that's going to be on May 15th. I'm going to get
Merc
into that.
Merc the Mic. Ooh,
yeah,
damn.
Merc the Mic.
That sounds good. Who's doing that?
This cat named Seizure. I guess they are Crunk City Entertainment. They're
yeah.
doing that. So if anybody in the area come check me out, you know, I put on a good show. That's why they call me show.
Over if we don't
you do.
What's that?
You do put on a good show.
Yeah, if y'all want to check me out, go to youtube.com/therealshow. Check out all my videos. I've got a lot of shit on there. I've been doing this shit for a while, man. What's up?
Princess Nay wasn't on the show. I mean, she had to get off or whatever. But she wanted to know, like, if you wasn't a rapper or you wasn't doing music, would you be, like, modeling or, you know, making adult movies? What would you be doing? She ain't here to ask
you that. I wouldn't be doing adult movies. That's definitely, for sure. That ain't my style. But,
okay, so
you know, I done
like
did a little modeling or whatever. Like, when it was times where, like, when the music aspect is real slow, I don't got no shows or nothing, I do, like, a little modeling. I did a couple videos with Kimani Marley. I did some shit on BET a couple times. Trick Daddy videos. Just shit like that to get my face out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since right out of high school, like since 99, something like that. For a minute, man. A lot of ups and downs, you know what I'm saying?
But
the main thing.
Not anything, but you stay focused and you're like still devoted to it, you know what I mean? You like driven.
Gotta stay focused, you know, gotta be determined. It's all about determination, persistence. You can't never give it up, no matter what happens. Like, I've been in a lot of good situations. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I got to be a man and do what I got to do for myself. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, when you're performing, what is a pet peeve of yours? Like, a lot of artists is like, when they're performing, when they get off stage, they can't stand for women to, like, come up on them or throw themselves at them and stuff like that. And, like, a lot of days, it's like, some women feel like they have to be disrespectful to get a man's attention.
I'm a whole different type of nigga. Like, I'm completely different. I'm like the opposite. I hate that shit, to be honest. I'd rather somebody come up to me and be, like, more respectful, more classy. I don't like the crazy shit at all. My nigga might jack your ass up and be like, get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying? Or I might jack your ass up and be like, get the fuck away from me.
Mike,
like, I had a lot of situations like that.
Why are you sound like you get two views?
What's up?
Huh?
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
What did he say? I didn't hear him either. What did he say?
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I ain't. You know, I'm the complete opposite. You know, the regular rapper, the regular all that. I'm a little bit different. But that comes with a lot of experience and a lot of I'm a little bit older, so when I was younger, it was a different story. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been exposed to a lot of different stuff now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little more mature.
That's a good look. That's a good look. You feel me? That's a good
and
look.
And a little more wiser.
Exactly.
We do have a caller in the queue. That's 786-587.
That's Pacemaker Beats out of Miami. What's poppin', D? How you doing?
What's good? Just checking out the show, seeing what y'all got going on.
Oh, man, you missed Mystical. I was on my... Nah, I'm lying. I wasn't on my best behavior. I was decent.
I support regardless. It don't matter who online. I'm going to support regardless.
I know, but I'm just saying, you would have been proud of me. I was doing good.
Okay.
I behaved myself. I always behaved myself. Until I get around Mr. G.A. and Presh and Pete, they always make me become a damn heathen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I came on the show with my halo on, and they fucked it up.
Oh, goodness. G.A., do you hear that?
Hey, shout out to Presh, man. She always look out. She always keep me posted on stuff that's going on. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate all that, Precious. If I never told
you. Oh, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do.
Really, I really, really appreciate you.
Oh, Lord. Something else to give her a fucking big head. Oh.
Perfectly cool people, man. Even the first night I talked to her, I knew she was cool people, you know what I'm saying? And then I went over to Ocala and I met her. And everything was cool. I met her husband. Everything was cool, man. She real cool people.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all
gave him false hope. Y'all done gave him a false
impression. That's what Diamond wanted to talk about.
A false conception of her. That's fucked up.
That's when Diamond wanted to abduct him. So, yeah, he's right. He don't really be with all that touching him because she was trying to hug him and take some pictures.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. He's just like, nah, I ain't come up here for that. See, that's I like men like that because I can be myself, not worry about him on some other shit or whatever. See, I respect men like that. Men that's like horny old fuckers and... Oh, let me eat that. I can fuck you right out the gate. Nah, nigga, I'm good. I'm good. Nah, I'm straight. Hell, I'm on a strike right now. I ain't accepting no dick applications, no dick nothing. I'm being celibate.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm about business, man. I'm about business.
And you should be. Because business and pussy have no mixture or dick. I mean, because it gets fucked up every time. Everybody should conduct business, then they go back and fuck their significant other, and that keeps everything in proper perspective.
You know, before, when I was I used to live in Atlanta with Shawty Red or whatever. So we got my homeboy DJ Dice. He used to always be like, "Show man, you be on some other shit, man. You will never be hollering at these bitches." He thought I was on some funny shit or something. Like, nah, man, that ain't what I ain't buying all that. You know what I'm saying? The nigga thought I was tripping. He ain't understand. He's like, man, I fuck all them bitches. How are you? Like, nah, it ain't that type of party. It ain't that type of party.
Wow. My question to you, Show.
Huh?
I was going to say, I have a question for him because, you know, we were introduced by Princess Nay herself. What was it like meeting her in person? Because he met her in person. He had to meet me by phone first so he could get used to me. But Shanae met him at a TJ conference. I want to say TJ might have never. Yeah.
You know what? I don't remember. I don't remember.
My man, I don't remember. That's a good one.
A lot of people that night. It was, you know what?
Wow.
To be honest, I went there. Just to do the little talent aspect he had of it, you know, the first night. And I fought around and got second place. I wasn't expecting to get second place. I just went up there to perform and hand out some CDs and shit. And I fought around and got second place. So I ain't had no hotel or nothing. So I had to drive back to Jacksonville that night and then get up in the morning and come back to Tallahassee to do the big event he had the next night over.
Yeah.
TJ, you know, TJ looked out like a motherfucker, man. I ain't expect him to be like that. You know, I heard a lot about TJ, but he was like, man, I want you to come perform. You know, you got a good show. You know what I'm saying? He introduced me to people. And, you know, she was real cool. So I met a lot of different people. I did a lot of interviews. And I don't remember exactly who it was.
Okay.
Well, here goes my question to you. I saw you on Spring, the video that you sent me with Spring Bling and everything like that. So my question is, are y'all still together?
Hell no.
Oh.
You know what's some funny shit? I don't mean to put nobody's business out there, but that girl, me and her, we was talking like two or three months. You know what I'm saying? She was talking to Lil Wayne. She was talking to Scott Storch. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I was just cool. That wasn't my wifey or nothing like that. Like, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. It wasn't that type of party. You know, we used to hang out on South Beach a lot. You know what I'm saying? So somebody stepped us and was like, "We want y'all to do a show on BET." So I was like, "Man, stop playing." You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. And you know, they were telling the truth, and we went to the casting. And the people from BET was like, "Shit, ain't nobody else getting. We ain't doing no casting for nobody else. We want y'all, you know." So it went down like that, you know. Man was talking, you know. It wasn't nothing serious like that. That wasn't like really my really girlfriend.
You know,
I thought that was sort of like your busted baby.
Basically, busted
okay.
baby. Yeah, real talk.
He was like, hell no.
He said, hell no.
Matter of fact, we didn't even make it to see the fucking show together. I stopped fucking with her like a month before the show aired. So I'm walking on South Beach, you know what I'm saying, Memorial Weekend or some shit like that. And everybody walking up to me like, Show, what's up? Show, I seen you on BET. What Alex said? What Alex? I was like, she don't know.
Live on our
section.
That's the dashboard.
But it gave me a lot of exposure.
Yeah, out of
trouble.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, it did. Boy. Damn, it gave you some. Oh, yeah, it got you noticed, all right.
Yeah, it did what it did.
Damn.
But
now any of the listeners that want to be able to find show, how can they find show? What's your Twitter and your Facebook?
My Facebook is, it should be facebook.com/VonArcher, VonArcher. Look me up on YouTube.com/TheRealShow. That's TheRealShow. My Twitter, keep it real. I forgot the damn account for Twitter. But just look up show.
The Real Show.
That shit should come up.
It's TheRealShow.
Say that one more time.
TheRealShow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And show, we have Princess Nay on the line, who I know wants to talk to you.
Hello. Hey, show, how you been?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to get it, man.
That's what's up. I haven't seen you since TJ's.
I don't remember exactly who you was. When
I'm
you
the one that gave you the card from Imprecious Entertainment. No. I gave you the card for Imprecious Entertainment.
Uh-huh. I remember getting the card, but I forgot who I got it from. I got like 30 cards that night. I was like, what the
It's all right. All you only thing that matters is that you linked up with Impressions Entertainment. That was my goal for the night. So that's all that
you
matters.
Hooked it
you
up.
Don't have to remember me. That's right.
You hooked it up. She definitely looked out. Like, I remember somebody stepping to me like, do you have management? You asked me something like that, right?
Yes. Management or promotions.
Okay. Yeah. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Big old
TV.
But I'm going to be nice.
Shut up, child.
You know.
Hey, okay,
if you just told me to shut up, child, all you had to do was just go back to remembering somebody giving you a car with some big ass titties. That was Princess Nay.
I want to thank you for giving me that car.
You are very welcome.
Like I say, Press has been cool people ever since day one.
That's right.
So, Nay, we appreciate you hanging up on us. You missed a lot.
Well, I'm sorry. I was getting my hair done.
It's okay. You missed Precious saying that she's a fucker and she wants Shel to make a song, remake the Dr. Pepper song.
What?
Calling everybody
a personal dick taker.
Oh, personal dick taker. Yeah,
that. Don't you lie.
Ask her.
That was me.
What?
I must have told a lie. That was me.
Okay. I'm trying not to tell for real.
Hey, Chop Molly.
Yeah.
What's up with it, though?
What's up with what?
What's up with it? That was what you said.
Who is that?
There's a lot of shit that could be up. I mean, what? He trying to be a victim? I mean, what? I mean, shit.
He calling you out, Chop.
Listen, I don't cop no pleas. I take all my shit to trial, baby.
Oh, shit. The jury is right here. What's good? We the new age. We do shit electronically. Like, you know, you got to be willing to be on video. So when I fuck you up, I don't want nobody to be like, you know, I want you to be like, I cheated or I lied or nothing like that.
ain't going to be like
who?
That, baby. Shit, I bring my own video camera. You heard me?
Who is that?
Camera phone, video camera, all that shit.
Yes, sir.
Polaroid pictures, all that shit.
Yes, sir. Webcam, video camera, Kodak. Hold on. I'm going to have Arsenal full of shit.
Oh, my goodness. That's
Chop.
Funny.
You got a victim, Chop?
I know.
You got one, Chop.
Oh, man.
Oh
hey, Chop. Hey, Chop.
Sounds like the next victim.
Hey, Chop.
Yeah. Huh?
Did he sign up?
I think so. I see a YBZ. I'm accepting it right now. And he should be good to go in a few minutes.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, he's good to go now. I like when people talk shit till they get into my cipher, my atmosphere, and I fuck their ass up. And then I come back on the show and talk about them. That shit is so cool to me.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out, right, for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out, you said, you know, they got to come on the show and get live on the video and all that. So what you do, put niggas' names in a hat and pull them out or something? What is it, some raffle type shit?
Oh. No, actually it's not, because it's like every now and then I might decide to mess with somebody, and it's like somebody I'm cool with and I've been dealing with, or, you know, it might be somebody you liking at the time and be like, you know what, I might go ahead and try you. You know, because when was it, Precious, a month ago I fucked live on the show?
Yeah.
I'll find out the criteria, you know what I mean? I'm feeling lucky and shit if you was throwing my name in a hat or something, you know. I'm feeling like you trying to pick my name out the hat.
This dude got game, y'all. He a bad motherfucker, ain't he?
Yeah,
I like this guy. I like this guy.
I like you too. You cocky, helpful.
Hey, Mr. G. Hey, look, check this out, right? Hey, look, my name ain't show, but I damn sure put one on.
Oh, wow.
Showtime.
I hate that.
No, you
know
what, he might last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
His talk game will last longer than his stroke game. Yeah, his talk game will last longer than his fucking stroke game.
For real.
Oh, listen to that Precious telling me shit now. Look, she's going to try to tell shit too. Come on, Precious, you're supposed to be on my side, baby.
I haven't even spoken.
Because everybody always thinks that when I'm talking noise, that is you.
Oh, that's Sinead. That's Slick talking. Sinead talking.
Yeah.
That's Slick talking Sinead, my man.
Yeah, I'm innocent.
She always, I'm like, she
what's up with it, though?
I'm innocent.
What's going on in Ocala? What's next? What's big? What's big?
What the lick read?
Tonight they got Blood Raw at the mic check. You know the car show is the 7th.
The
7th
of next month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, I'm gonna be in Miami on the 7th.
That sounds like the place to be.
When is Blood Raw coming through?
Blood
Raw
is here tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah. He's at the mic tonight.
You gotta keep it posted, Precious.
Yeah, I'm going to text you some numbers later for you to touch bases with Wasted Wednesday at OEC.
Uh-huh.
OEC is doing, they have some convict artists coming Sunday. I'm not sure which one. I got to look at the doggone email again.
Convict, that's Akon label, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story about them. Let's see, back in the day, I think I was like 16 or 17. I lived in Atlanta, and I went to school up there. Went to a high school called Westlake High, whatever. So me, y'all remember Lil Zane?
Yep.
Me, Lil Zane, and Boo. Boo is Akon's brother. Akon's little brother. I think he was Def Jam now, actually. I used to hang with all them cats back in the day, man. Like, doing my niggas. But now them motherfuckers are multi-millionaires now. I see Boo every now and then. Every time I see Boo, all he say is, "Show man, when we gonna work out, man? Let's go work out."
Did could you tell him that you were on the Chalk Mommy show and we all said that maybe you can miss a day. It's okay. You are fast well enough to miss a day in the workout room.
No,
I'm saying, what I'm saying is, they'd be like, he'd be like, when we gonna work out? I'd be like, bitch, I'm trying to sign a deal with y'all niggas, man. What's up? Y'all getting it in right now.
You know
what?
I ain't talked
to him in a couple of years, though. Like, 3 or 2 years, I ain't talking to me.
You know what? After the show, if Nay and Chuck have a minute, let's conference call after the show.
Who is that?
That show.
Oh, that show's still talking? Nah, that was somebody else that was talking before a show.
Yeah, the guy who's challenging Chop was talking.
Yeah, who was that?
Uh-huh.
I want to say he said his name was Lonzo, but I don't want to lie.
Alfonso.
So if his name wasn't Lonzo, I'm sorry.
No. What's your name, man?
Alfonso.
Oh, Alfonso. Okay, Alfonso.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to come down south.
Go down south.
Boy. Oh, boy. He just don't know. He come down south, he might as well just bring all his bags and shit because he'll be like, damn, I like it down here.
Wait a second.
Hey, Chuck, that's potential stalker. You better watch out.
Yeah,
what
do
you say, Nate? You're a stalker.
Stalker, have him turn out you a stalker.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, I got to get some more of that, please. Just one more time. I ain't never had nothing like that there before.
I see what that be about.
Yo, Alfonso, man, you got to speak up, man. They're cute, baby. Don't let them got you like that, son. Go hard, man.
Listen to him. He was like, it's true what they say. North Carolina pussy is good. He
goes,
oh, awesome, boys.
Carolina, baby.
How far is Delaware from Greensboro? Didn't he say 4 or 5 hours?
It's probably like, what, 5.5, 6? Because it's on the other side of D.C., depending on how far it is. So it could be like maybe 6.5, I think. I'm not sure. It depends on how you drive.
But that's what they got planned.
Oh, he said he gonna fly. His pockets ain't hurting him.
He should, because
damn.
If he fly, then when he go back home, he ain't gonna have. I won't feel bad about him having a wreck, because his legs would be all fucking weak, just draining his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I'd take him to the airport, pat him on his head, and be like, "Good pet, and bye."
Yeah, you said good. You sound real good. I gotta give you that. You sound real good.
I am good. Shit. I'm telling you. 20 different niggas over a period of time can't tell the same lie at different times. Remember that.
Okay.
So if I got one nigga telling me my head is good in 2006, and, you know, other people telling me at different times, and then we go into another year, and I'm hearing the same shit from totally different niggas, something must be the truth.
You said 2006. It's 2011, baby.
I'm just using that as a scenario, motherfucker.
Listen, you might have fell off by then. 5 years ago, shit. You probably fell off. Stop, Mom.
My shit what? Oh, no. Nothing has ever fell off. No. Never that.
Okay.
You put your money where your mouth is, bruh.
Exactly.
Put up or shut up. This is where we at right now.
Yo, Alfonso, man, they calling you out, man. They said put it up or shut it up, man. What you going to do, fam?
Hey, listen, my money long, baby. You know what I'm saying? My money long.
Well, then, let us see.
I hope
your dick is longer. I'm for real.
Okay.
What did he say, Tom?
The PayPal address is chalkmommy03@gmail.com.
Now, he ain't saying he gonna buy some pussy now. Now, yeah, y'all dirty bras, he ain't buying pussy. He say he betting on the pussy now. Get it right, y'all. Get it right.
That's what we're doing.
Y'all trying to play dirty again. Stop playing dirty.
No, hold up. No, we're not playing dirty. When you bet, you find somebody to hold the money, because I have to see.
so I can
I'm a whole half impress the whole half, all right?
Okay, so she gave him the address for her half to go. That's my manager.
Nah. We gotta get that money in person. We gonna do it in person. Yo, in person. He don't know you. I don't know him. We don't know him. Yo, they don't know us. In person, yo.
So then that way you can look this motherfucker in his face and be like, yo, dude, I'm telling you, you got chopped your back out. Everybody ain't you.
What's gonna be?
Do what?
I'm trying to figure out what is the bet going to be.
I don't know. You tell me.
That you're going to tap out.
Oh, hold on.
Tap out. That's what it is. That is what it is, that you will tap out, yes.
That's
and I believe that you will. That's right.
Hey,
okay.
Sure, but that house, baby. The house on me then.
Pardon?
Do what?
I said, bet the house on me then. God damn sure ain't going to fall out or pass
yes,
out.
Yes, you are. You're going to tap out and you're going to cry like a baby.
Hey, yo, man. Yo, listen, man. Listen, yo, Alfonso. Alfonso. Look, man, just better rack, man. Just better rack, yo. Go and better rack, son.
Listen,
put a rack on it, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Put a rack on it, man. I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what's funny is,
you heard me? Don't make me come.
Do you know how many times
he can breathe on you and that's gonna happen?
That's because you're fucking with up top girls. Shit, come down south. We the best.
It don't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you. It don't matter. I gotta get up in them guts. That's the only way I'm gonna come.
Nah.
Oh shit. Yo. Hey, yo, Precious.
Yes.
Hey, Shanae.
Yes.
Hey, y'all might bet a rack on Chuck Mommy for that head job. Yo, hey, Chuck, I got a rack on you, baby. I got a rack on you.
Racks on racks.
I got a rack on Chuck, nigga. Nigga said he will not come off the head job. I got a rack on that shit right now, yo.
Hey,
Chuck.
I'm about to chop out. Thank y'all. I'm about to chop out.
I be safe, show.
Thank you for coming through, Show. I'm going to send you a link so people can hear you. They're going to love you. Like, ooh, damn, Show.
Show.
See you in a new life.
Show.
Yeah.
Show. I'm going to say that you have broken my heart, though. You know, you cut the dreads off. That has broken my heart. I'm officially in mourning until after Lent.
Cut the dreads off. Now the waves make you seasick. I had to cut them off. It was just... You should have threw that look like, nah. Like, I got a wave like a motherfucker. Nah. I ain't even know I had waves.
Nah, he's on his grown and sexy. He's on his grown and sexy.
Right.
Whoever sees it is happy. They're lucky to get that.
You know what? I got tired of all the comparisons. Because people don't be like, he look like, he think he Wayne. It's like, he think he Wayne. I cut my shits off.
I can tell you, I think you're Wayne, because Wayne looks like a roach. You were fine as fuck. Wayne looked like a bull. You good.
I had to let the dreads go. It was time. I had to individualize myself. You feel me?
If you want to participate with this,
nobody
look
like you.
Take me your wager later.
Huh?
If you want to participate in this bet, text me your wager later.
Yo, man,
I put the bank on Chuck.
Huh?
I put the bank on top because Alfonso's going to tap out. He's going to look and be like, he's going to look at the videos and he's going to tap out.
Yo, Alfonso, you there?
Yo, I'm going to send them some of my videos and shit.
Damn, you got videos? Yes, let me see what you look like. Make sure, you know. Where are your videos at?
Inside my box.
Man, it's a joy.
Inside my box.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Why must I be cursed with such heathens? Oh, my goodness, boy.
As you guys know, we're getting ready to go into the after show, which is not aired live and gets really, really filthy. So if you haven't called in yet, call in and get your hand up if you're participating in the after show.
You got 2 minutes.
I'd like to thank the show so much for coming on.
Oh, too late.
I'd like to thank Mystical and Show so much for coming on.
Yes, yeah.
I'm loving Lonzo and the challenge. We got him in the after show. 215-279, you're live in the after show.
Hey, it's Alfonso, not Alonzo, baby.
I'm sorry. Can I just call you Zo? Is that okay?
I like Zo better.
You go ahead and check it, folks, Andy.
Look, Alonzo.
Can we call you Zo? We just don't call you Zo. You know who we talking to.
I don't have no Z in my name.
So
what? Oh, he doesn't. If it well, wait a second. He has to. How do you not have his Alfonso? Yeah, he has a Z.
It is
your name. Wait, my bad. It is your name. You
oh,
just
shit. It's
Alfonso.
Alfonso.
Let's call him Tap Out. That's all you got to call him. Just call him Tap Out.
Or call him Whip.
Tap to the chest, buddy.
Call me Knockout. On this.
Call me Knockout. Don't call me Tap. Call me Knockout.
On Twitter, Mystical said, "Thanks for having me. Y'all ain't nothing nice. LOL."
Message him and tell him that we need him to inbox us the contact info because we don't have it.
Okay,
tell him.
Hold on. Tell him to follow
us
so he can DM us.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn it. Let me go. Because I'll be in Tally tomorrow.
Yeah, I told him I need him to fuck you face down and ass up. Shit, I need him to punish you.
Oh, wow. No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I need him to punish that ass, girl. I need him to work you out so you ain't got to go work out at all next week. I need him to make them pussy lips puffy.
You so awful.
Damn, Shanae, puffy lips.
Shut up. You don't even know me, Nickel.
Damn, Shanae, puffy lips.
GA, you don't get to talk. I don't want to talk.
Shanae, have you seen GA's pictures on his social networks?
On his what?
On his social network.
He is truly boss. Truly
y'all
boss.
Y'all need to send me all the links. Y'all, I don't have all the links, so I haven't seen
he
any of
like
them.
He looks like a mob boss instead of a damn booking agent. I'm like,
what the hell? She's stupid.
I'm like,
she is awful.
She's stupid, yo.
What's funny is Travis, when he seen that, he's like, man, you look like a boss. Yeah, he look like a boss, and he look like somebody else. So I ain't going to say that, but.
Yeah, he do. Yeah. Because when I saw it, I said, oh goodness.
That's
such a strong resemblance.
Somebody, right?
Yeah.
You look like somebody I know.
Y'all crazy on the blog talk. Y'all crazy on the blog talk.
Made me wonder if big dicks run in the family, but I mean, I don't know.
Stupid, yo. Yo, she's crazy with it.
It's like
yo,
having Batman
on the
show
Alfonso.
With the hidden identity.
Yo, Alfonso.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there?
Out.
Oh, yeah, he's still there. All I can say is I better not ever go to a family reunion because I'm going to ask both of them motherfuckers to push it out and pull it out and let me see. I'm going to do a dick comparison, like, number one or number two?
Oh, that girl is crazy. That girl is crazy.
And the biggest one, I'm going to hop on and be like, take that, take that.
Yo, Alfonso, this girl's bananas, man. Yo, talk of a challenge to that girl, man. She a challenge, yo. She a challenge, yo.
Tap out, are you on Twitter?
Huh?
Tap out. Are you on Twitter?
Tap out.
Yo, Alfonso, you there?
Huh?
I said, call me Knockout.
No.
Knockout.
You got to start from the bottom and work your way up.
Man, I need to see some pictures of you. Like, where the hell can we see you? Are you on Facebook?
Hey, look.
Something.
Looks ain't important. Just worry about how.
Yes, it is. Oh,
why not?
It's all jacked up. It's only the ugly ones say looks are not important.
Nah, just worry about
everything. Because if I can't get past your face, I don't give a fuck about your dick. Hell no.
Give a fuck
about and no, nigga, you fucking trying to set a bitch up. Let me
I'm
find
saying,
out.
That's what
ugly.
You want to be.
Hell no. Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm.
We ain't getting married.
That's a definite no, no.
I need to see some motherfucking pictures.
Hey, man, you ain't got, I don't want to make love to you. Shit. I don't want to make love to you.
No,
I just want to give you this dick. That's all.
Nah. Mm-mm. Cause it's, no. No.
Shock said no. That's a definite
no.
Setup right there. Looking like booty green.
I don't need no lights out, nigga. Hell no.
And no pick, no pussy, right? No pick, no pussy, she said, yo.
Hell, you don't look good, no pussy. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Yo, she's stupid, man.
I got high standards. Fuck that. Shit. Mm-mm.
Hey, Chuck, that made everything dry up, clink, clink, right now when she said that.
When he said, let's say everything, oh my God.
Yo, Alfonso, man, you got to defend yourself, man. Come on, man. Yo, Alfonso, what's up, man? What the
tap out. Show yourself.
I'm going
show yourself approved.
I just want to
that's
give
why
you talk
about
all.
Some knockout.
I ain't trying to marry nobody.
Knockout look.
Oh, like we ain't trying to do that either, but we still want to see what there is still a certain standard that has to be upheld, and if you don't meet that, then you are a no-no.
Well, you tell me what the standard is, and then I'll tell you if I meet it.
No, it's not based on what you say. That right there tells us that you don't meet the standard. All bets are off.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'll be sure. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no I'll be sure, nigga, but I'm saying what the fuck.
Okay, you ain't no Albie Shore, but you ain't saying you ain't a Dennis Rodman either.
This is stupid. Yo, she's stupid. Dennis Rodman.
Fuck. Hell, I'll take a Dwayne Wade right about now. Hell, he decent. Shit. Oh my god!
Yo, Alfonso.
Now I was shaving my beard, but I'm looking good.
How tall are you?
That means he looked like a billy goat.
That's a nice look ass.
Fucking VA, they got the motherfucking freeway beards.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I'm supposed to have them fucking dookie dreads?
No, I'm not from Florida, so you're not offending me. And if you had some dreads, if you was finer than a bitch, I wouldn't mind. And you would just have
at
one big ass.
At least if you had some dreads and your face was boo. At least if you had dreads and your face was blue, we could cover your face up with the dreads while you talking.
Hold on. Who is this talking?
That's Lick Sinead.
It don't matter who I am. It doesn't matter. Just like you told me, it don't matter who I am.
But you got a lot of. So your name's Shanae, but I hope you don't look like Shanae Nene.
Oh, best believe I don't, and I have pictures everywhere to prove exactly how great I look. I'm not ashamed of my features. You don't feel like
that's
you got something to hide.
I still got a computer.
No point of reference.
Let me see what she looked like. Let me go on the website again. Hold on.
Yeah, you best to go because I am confident in my essence of sexiness.
Oh, she's not on there?
Uh-uh.
She on Facebook? Hold on. I get Facebook, too. Hold on. Let me get Facebook.
Wait a minute.
Look, send him all my links so he can see what I look like because I'm not Shane.
Okay, let me see. I got Facebook. Okay, search. Okay. S-H-A-N-A-B.
B2000. Put it in and find me.
What is it again?
Shanae B2000. Put it in and find me.
Oh, girl, I like how you said that. Put it in.
Put it in, she said.
Nah, that ain't find it.
Don't hear me say, because we can't see what the fuck he look like. But we
know. Chill.
Got a Facebook. Ask him for it.
That shit is bogus. It didn't come up. Did nothing come up.
He said Shanae B2000?
Yeah. S-H, hold on. A N A E Shanae 2000.
No, B.
Nah,
put a
wrong.
B.
Shanae
B. Uh-huh, 2000.
Say it one more time, child mommy.
Oh, Shanae wow.
Shanae B 2000.
And he's slow.
Shanae B 2000. Look like Mariah Carey, because if you don't, I'm going to bust on you. Been talking too much.
You can't bust on nobody when, for all we know, you look like Booty Green, so you need to shut up. You can't say nothing because you can validate, baby, at all. Because at this point in time, you are invalid. You have been stamped insufficient funds.
You find
is that
it,
University of Phoenix on
did he find it?
Does it have University of Phoenix underneath?
That's me.
Okay. Let me see what you're working with, baby.
I already heard the, okay, yeah, that, no, that's a no-no, baby. I decline, but I'm going to let you have a little eye candy. Go ahead and look and observe.
I'm not no hater. I'm saying you're cute. You know what I'm saying? I'm
thank
you.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm not no hater.
Appreciate you.
Shit, I might want to do something to you, baby, big as your kid.
No, that's okay. Mm-mm. That's all right. That is okay.
Holy shit. You just crazy. They said, baby, your titties in. I want to do something to you, baby. Damn. What's up now, Shanae? Look at
baby. Fucking.
I don't mess with potential avatars. Nope.
Avatars? What the fuck
did you say? Hey, look, I'm going to the beach next week. I might need you for some flotation devices.
Can you enlighten him, please?
No, baby.
Can you enlighten him, please?
Oh, this nigga's funny, yo. Where y'all find this nigga, yo? This nigga's funny.
we need to make him part of the damn show.
You need to, yo. Shit, this nigga's funny. No picture-ass motherfucker, you funny. I like this guy. I like this guy.
Oh, my goodness. Alfonso, how did you hear about the show?
My homies was on there like about a month ago to tell me about it, but no, I never got to call in.
Well, thank goodness for your homies calling in, because I got a feeling your ass going to be calling again.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm going to be calling. Shit, I might not be calling for you, but shit, old Shanae, man.
Oh,
bones got there.
Oh, shit.
Travel on Tuesday, now y'all on motherfucking Alfonso. Y'all niggas is crazy, yo.
Well, this shit come on our show talking about what the hell piss tastes like and nuts and shit. You can't get
you
a nut.
What? We gotta ask Bonzo because he's a non-biased party. We really gotta ask him. Bonzo, I got a question for you since you're a non-biased party. We had a dude on the show the other day who said he sucked
he was a real fat
for
2 hours
and it tastes like piss. Right.
He looked like a burnt chocolate
Pillsbury
doughboy. Now, give us your opinion on that. Do that even sound right at all?
It doesn't sound right at all. It doesn't. It really don't.
Something's not right with that, huh?
Nah, that's foul.
Would you ever say that? On a radio show?
Hell no. I'm a gentleman, Shanae. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gentleman. I don't talk like that.
Wait a minute, you're a gentleman. You don't talk like that.
Yeah, I don't
talk.
Well, you ain't in my league then, bro. I'll holler at you later.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
Now you already started talking nasty.
Oh, shit, going down now.
Yeah. That's my baby.
Oh, you said.
Oh, what in the feezy?
Oh, no.
Today, what? Shanae.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But I lost you. I'm trying to figure out what's up with you, though.
What about me?
No, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, we had a little something, a little side bet going on. And I mean, what?
Yeah, that's between you and Chuck. I'm just a visual person. I just watch. That's it.
It was all for fun and games, you know what I'm saying? That was all fun and games, baby. You know I want to try to holler at you anyway.
Oh, shit. You're precious.
Oh, my God.
player. Yeah, brother, come on. That's a cousin. This dude is funny, man. This guy is funny for real.
Damn, she's cute, though. Red ball, too.
Who's she name?
No, I was just looking at this picture here.
That's your name? Is that your name, man? Which one?
Yeah.
On her FB, on her Facebook.
What? If y'all don't get off my page.
Damn, Shanae, you got your real life stalker.
And you just showed me a Facebook page, Lord, girl. You can't change that.
Yeah, you got all her links, girl. All her links. Damn, Shanae, you fucked up in the game, man. You fucked up in the game, Shanae.
Let me show you a picture of me right quick. Hold up.
Oh,
now he gonna put up a picture. Wow.
He confident about that shit too.
There he is. There's Shanae. Here it comes.
I'm not on my computer. I'm getting my hair done. Remember?
Oh, come on, Shanae.
What?
Get that droid, don't you? You on your droid? Your droid to pull it up. Go ahead.
No.
Yes.
Don't talk about my phone, GA.
Come on, you got a droid, right?
Yes.
You can pull it up then, right?
Yes.
Okay,
if I choose to.
Pull it up now.
No, thanks. No,
Shanae,
thank you.
Come on, you got a potential stalker here.
I'm not falling
into
that peer pressure, GA.
You got a stalker here. Come on, I'm trying to protect you.
No.
You're going to get that ass. Leave the salon. You're going to tear that ass up.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You got all your links too. Damn, all your links, Shanae.
My page is managed by Precious.
He can find you anywhere. Damn. You ain't gonna find her anywhere, Chuck Mommy. And then he quiet too. And they're quiet too. Damn, yo.
Boy, he trying to find the best picture he can.
Yeah,
he's fool.
He like her.
I don't know if he likes her or her titties more.
I'm trying to find what it is too, Chop. Nigga ain't playing.
I'm trying to find a good picture.
Now, why? Find a good picture, you. Good picture. Hey, Chop. You don't try to find a good picture. God damn, Shanae. What's going on? I'm trying to find a good picture. Shanae, you a mess. It's your shit.
Whatever.
Precious, where you at, baby?
Her phone died.
Oh, her phone died?
What?
Yeah.
Precious' phone
did.
Died. Shanae let her shit down.
Oh.
Damn,
Shanae.
What? My man, he trying to get you on the line. Hold on, he trying to find you. He about to find your ass, for real. Hey, Chop.
Huh?
What's so bad, right? She want to go in there and check him out for us and let us know what the deal is, all right? That's crazy. I'm getting my hair done. Here she got a man right down the line right now.
I'm getting my hair done.
Well, listen, though, Shanae.
That's why I logged off earlier, remember?
Shanae, you got a man right now on the line right now, yo. Got mad love for you, hear me? He talking mad shit about you. He like your style. I'm saying.
Is that GA?
Check him out, all right?
Okay, GA, just for you, I'm going to do it.
All right, we got to know what this nigga is, for real.
Go get Pat's computer.
Shanae Boston.
No, I put a fake last name up there. Sorry.
That's cool. That's what's up. Ain't no fake picture, though, my man said.
No, that's the real picture.
Hey, yo, Shock. Ain't no fake picture.
I know that's right.
He gonna get that ass. He gonna get that ass for real.
Hell yeah, he gonna tear that shit up.
Tear that shit up too. Oh, I'm laughing. He gonna tear that ass up, yo. Hey, yo, all I know is shouts out to them.
Hey, GA, I got her, baby. I got her.
You got her?
I got her.
What you gonna do with him now? Shanae, he got you.
All right, I'm just gonna log on. Hold on.
Oh, Precious phone died. Damn, baby. I see it on Twitter. Her phone died. Damn, Press.
I got it.
Now, y'all
right
know
here.
For a fact, when y'all on the Chalk Mommy show, y'all should have your chargers in the wall plugged up with your phone on it. Y'all stop playing. Y'all wrong for that. Phones dying, laying, getting hair done, hair dudes dead and shit, doing business hours. Y'all wrong for that shit.
Why?
You mean why?
Don't be ugly. We're not wrong.
We on the show. This is what we do every Tuesday and Friday.
Yes,
it's like going
it
to work.
Is what we do every Tuesday. But you remember, I slept through the show last Friday.
Do
Shanae, I just sent it to you.
I logged in late.
Hey, Shanae, I just sent it to you, baby.
Yes. Call me Princess, not Shanae.
Okay. No, hold on. See, you want to call me Zoe, now I can't. See, I had a little pet name for you, but you don't like it.
Pet name? What is it, man? What is it, man? What's a pet name? What's that pet name, man?
It's terms of endearment.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
A Chalk?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you have a butt whooping coming. Yeah.
Oh man, that's our girl right here, boy.
Send it to me now.
I will. Hold on just a second. Where is P at?
Her phone died.
Yeah, she just hit on Twitter.
Where's the charger at?
No, it died, so she, once you get kicked out, you can't get in.
Oh, we hold up. I need to call her on freeway. That's what I'll do.
I do.
Hold on.
I'm gonna let GA is. You got GA on there in the friend request.
Okay, who are you? What's your name? Did you send me a friend request?
Say it again.
Did you send me a friend request?
Nah, I just shot you a picture. I shot you a message.
Gonna work, so I'm gonna need you to do something else. Thanks.
What he said?
Jack, what do you think, Jack?
I don't know.
Well, let me figure out how to send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Who is Ardina Paulina Garcia?
That's crazy weird that she's like this really cool chick out of Cali. I met her when Noah Jones came on, and she's really been going hard for me on the internet and in our groups and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she has her own blog, so everybody support her. Subscribe to her blog and check her out and look at her posts. Matter of fact, I'm going to have her and some other Spanish girls come on that are freaky as fuck, and we're going to have a really good time. Matter of fact, on Tuesday, we have Stress coming on the show, and next Friday, we have DJ Demp. Then on May the 3rd, guess who's coming back on May the 3rd, Mr. GA?
Who?
Big M.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, he just came off the road for Red Man. And then on May 6th, we're supposed to have Kafani from BAM. From Big Cat Records out of Cali. And then on the 10th of May, we got Lou Ryder. And then on the 13th, we have Lazy Bone. Did you see the drop that he did for me, Mr. GA?
I heard it was nice. I didn't see how it was nice, though. I got it on my own.
I'm posting it on the page and in the group.
That
shit is so damn funny.
I hear that.
And my ass laughing. Well, I am about to end this show because I have to go cook. I'm hungry, and we have other things that we have to do tonight. And, Mr. GA, we have to have a long-ass conversation because I'm trying to get married this year. So I need your husband.
All right, call me on the phone. Call me, all right?
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in to Chocolate City. We will be back. Oh, shit, this weekend. I'm going to be doing Chocolate City Listening, so either tomorrow or Sunday, all I'm going to be doing is playing music. If y'all want to call in and talk to me, that's cool, but I'm dedicating it straight for the artist to play signed and unsigned music.
Okay.
So if y'all got music that y'all want to get to me, then y'all need to email it to me at chocolatecity, chocolatecity2010@gmail.com.
All right, Chuck, we love you, girl. Be safe. Sinead, one love, my
mom. I love y'all, too.
Fresh
thank
ass.
Y'all for
we love y'all.
All right, GA, I sent you a message.
Okay, then, Alfonso.
Sir.
Nate, do what I told you to do right now. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Alfonso.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hold
call
it down,
me,
man.
Bye.
All right, one love,
you guys
one love.
Have a good night, and thanks for calling.
Bye.